it was interesting that Janet said that the greatest need in her experience in listening to people is the need for forgiveness. That is something that I can affirm as well. This is a very brief talk. You're going to be back up on the stage quite soon. But thank you for coming down. You don't believe it, do you? Okay. This need for forgiveness. You know, quite often I ask people, you know, maybe people that have been Christians for years, there's one question you could have answered. What would it be? How can I be sure? How can I be sure that God would forgive me? I can understand that He would forgive in general, that He would forgive other people, but me? How can I be sure? And in this brief reading from Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 25, it says these words from verse 25, "Therefore He is able to save completely those who come to God through Him." Talking about Jesus. "He is able to save completely those who come to God through Him because He always lives to intercede for them. Such a high priest meets our need, one who is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners, exalted above the heavens. Unlike the other high priests, He does not need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for His own sins and then for the sins of the people. He sacrificed for their sins once for all when He offered Himself." We had an activity maybe 2 years ago where we called it Open to Question. And the idea there was that the people who perhaps were not ready to come on an alpha course, but they might be prepared to go to the pub and over a drink ask a question. And there weren't many who turned up, but those who did turn up had some great questions. And one person said this: "How can one man dying on the cross 2,000 years ago cover all the sins beforehand of all the people and all the sins afterwards?" That was the question. And the answer is here in this verse. He sacrificed for their sins once for all. The Bible says that that happened. And I said it was a brief message, so I can't tell you too much about why, but I'll give you the headlines. Jesus represents us like no one else can, because He's fully human and He's fully God. When we try and understand Christianity, sometimes people say that I can believe that He's God, but I can't quite believe that He's like us. Or I can believe that He's like us, but I can't quite believe that He's God. The Scripture tells us that Jesus was fully human and fully God. And therefore, He is able, as a human being, to represent us to God. And as someone who is God, is able to represent God to us. And Jesus represents us like no other because He was sinless. No one else can say that. And this message of the Hebrews speaks about Jesus now in heaven, our advocate, And when we say, God couldn't forgive me, I know what I've done. When we accuse ourselves, perhaps when we hear that accusing voice, then we need to remember that Jesus, our perfect representative in heaven, is saying to God the Father, he belongs to us, she belongs to us, because I came and I died and I rose again. He's a representative like no other. And he offers a guarantee like no other. It says in verse 22, Jesus has become the guarantee of a better covenant. This morning I spoke about the new covenant, the new agreement, the new relationship which we have as Christians. The old covenant said that we will seek to obey God. We'll do our best. That's what the Israelites said. Yeah, we'll obey you. We'll obey you. And they didn't. And God turned away from them. They were sent into exile. But in the new covenant, he says these amazing words. I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. But how can that be? How can it be that when we are unfaithful, that God will not turn away from us, but will turn towards us with mercy? The reason for that is because Jesus, our representative, hanging on the cross, was separated from his Father. The Father God turned away from Jesus for a short time because of the sin and the justice that was falling on Jesus for our sins. The reason why we can say that God will not forsake us when we mess up is because Jesus was forsaken for us. We can say, I will never be forsaken because Jesus was forsaken for us. How do I know that I can be forgiven? How can one man 2,000 years ago die for all people? Because there is no representative like him. He's the unique God-man. Because he died and rose again. And he guarantees this new gracious agreement.